Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Denise Bowden from the Shingantig Volunteer Fire Company on Shingantig Island, Virginia. I am the Public Information Officer for the fire company here on the island.
And I know you guys are the ones that, you know, put on the whole the carnival and the pony auction, and you know, there's the pony swim. There's so many events, but why don't we start off by telling our listeners why this year is different. This year, because of coronavirus, this will be the first time in how long that you guys haven't been holding it?
We've been doing it. This would have been the 95th year. The last time that the pony swim and the carnival and everything got canceled was 1942 and 1943 during World War II. This is definitely for my generation and the generation before me, this is definitely different for us. And it, you know, I have no other way to put it except that it just feels as weird as everything else has this year.
Yeah, 2020, this is going to go down as just a bizarre year, man.
Yeah.
So take me, if you can, let's do it a little chronologically. Like, you know, so coronavirus hits in, you know, what, March or something. When bouts were you guys, you know, take me through. I'm sure you held out hope that, you know, maybe by summer it would be gone. But, you know, take me through the process of when you guys kind of decided, all right, yeah, I think it's probably for the best. We got to cancel this year.
Yeah, you know, we tossed it around. I was actually on vacation. I was down in the Virgin Islands when, you know, the media started picking up on this. On the coronavirus. And I was down there for 2 weeks and I kept up with the news every day. And I'm thinking, Oh no. You know, if this is going the way the media is predicting it to go, we could be in some, you know, some big time trouble here. So anyway, I got home March the 1st or 2nd or something like that. And immediately the board of directors of the fire company, you know, we started talking about it. And as things progressed and as the numbers started rising, you know, we knew that there was just no way that this was going to be able to happen to put, you know, not only the visitors in jeopardy, but the cowboys in jeopardy, you know, the fire company, the island as a whole. And so we made a very tough decision to cancel it. And I got to tell you, it was not easy at all, and it's really tugged at our hearts because our citizens here don't pay a fire tax, so the money from the carnival and the pony auction is what goes to help pay for $500,000 fire trucks and $250,000 ambulances and everything that goes in them. And we've just built a brand new station. We've only been in it a year. Thank goodness, though, we have a wonderful treasurer who has got our payment paid up until April of 2021. So we know we're going to be okay, but it hurts our heart because it's just something that's just such a tradition and it's not. Of course, it's about the money, but it's also about the visitors that come here and want to see it and love it and enjoy their vacation time here, and the locals who just, you know, it's our Shingantig holiday. It's Christmas for us, and not to have it this year, it just, I know I'm talking a lot, but I really just can't put words on the feeling of how it is that it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, not only are you guys, there's the financial part about, you know, the not being able to raise money at the auction and everything, but then just like you're saying, just the tourism element too, like all the town,
yeah.
You know, does it triple in size, or what is that, you know, how much does it grow from,
yeah,
you know, what's
no,
the regular
yeah,
population
I mean,
during
yeah.
the week versus, you know, normally?
We've got a year-round population of somewhere around 2,700 people. And that week of pony punning, especially those 2 days, because not everybody can stay on Shingantig. We don't have enough accommodations for everybody on here. But in the surrounding towns and places where people stay, you know, Wednesday and Thursday, we could have somewhere around 30,000 people here on the island. And to not have that revenue stream this year is going to be tough for our local businesses. I will say that they have really, our businesses, I'm so proud of them because, you know, people have been visiting, people have been spending money. Our businesses have found some very unique ways to keep themselves open, and they're trying. And really, that's all any of us can do right now. It's just like us with the, you know, we are going to be able to have the auction. However, it's going to be an online auction. That is something that's totally new and different for us. We're going to see how that goes. But I'm one of those people, though, that I've always told everybody when they've come here to visit, you know, you could have gone anywhere in the whole wide world and spent your hard-earned money and your vacation time, and you chose to come to Shingetig, and I greatly appreciate that, and we all do. And I've always told them, too, if you come down to the carnival grounds and spend $10, you know, that's $10 that we didn't have, and we're appreciative of that. If you spent $10 or if you spent $10,000 on a pony, it doesn't matter. You know, we're appreciative of all the support we get. And when we announced that we were not going to be able to have carnival this year, donations started rolling in. It was funny. Our treasurer, you know, went to the box every day and there was a handful of donations. And I've been out walking my dog and people stopped me on the street and hand me a check for the fire company, and you know, they've all rallied around us, and that has been fantastic. And all I can say is, you know, next year, hopefully everything's going to be different and back to normal, and we'll get this behind us and just see how it goes.
Yeah, so what is, you know, independent of all of your guys' events you usually do that got postponed, what is the state of the island now? Is, you know, Mr. Baldy's, Mr. Whippy's, is all that still open? Is the island, is, you know, the drive, that's like a national park, and is all that open right now?
Everything is open. Everything is open. The line at the Island Creamery and Mr. Whippy continues to go down the block. Restaurants are at 75% capacity as far as how many people they can seat. They have gotten very creative with some outside dining to help make up for, you know, what they've lost on the inside. You know, we've had some issues with people not wanting to follow the rule of wearing the mask inside, but I feel like that's gotten better. But the island has really, you know, when the governor went into phase three here, the island has really been packed with people. It's been a lot of people. So, and they seem to be happy. I see they're out bike riding. They're to the beach. They're on their boats. You know, so they're in the stores and everything. So the people that are here are spending some money, and that's wonderful for this town.
Gotcha. Now, do you have, I don't know if you actually have exact numbers on your fingertips, but maybe if you could just try to ballpark an estimate for me. Like, do you know how much revenue you might lose this year by having to postpone?
Well, we're probably looking at somewhere between 400 and 500,000 that we're going to lose.
Gotcha.
The auction, you know, the auction, and that doesn't include the auction. That's just carnival. Because the carnival runs for, you know, basically 16 nights. The auction last year brought in somewhere around, after expenses, somewhere around, you know, $250,000. Don't know what it's going to be like this year, but we're kind of estimating between $400,000 and $500,000 that we're going to lose. So that is, you know, that's a fire truck. That's a couple of ambulances right there. That's a lot of turnout gear.
Right,
you know,
right.
So it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt big time, but we're going to get through it. You know, we're tough. We're going to persevere. This is Shingetig. You know, when we get back into a corner, we always come out and fight like hell to get things back on track, and that's what we're going to do.
Awesome. Now, of course, I'm pretty familiar with Pony Penning Week. You know, I've gone down with my wife. My mother-in-law is Lois Zemanski.
Right.
You know, she wrote
right.
some of the books down there.
Yep.
But
I love Lois.
She's awesome. Let's pretend that we have some listeners that are unfamiliar with it, maybe new to the area. Explain what typically usually happens. Like, you know, so next week was supposed to be, you know, this is supposed to be Pony Penning Week coming up. Like, what's the order of the big events that usually happen?
Well, the swim was supposed to take place on Wednesday, the 28th or 29th, I think, something like that. So what would have happened is that our cowboys go up to the north end of Assateague on the Virginia side, and they round up the north herd, and then they round up the south herd, and then on the Monday before the swim, we do what we call a beach walk. 6 o'clock in the morning, the cowboys gently walk the northern herd down to meet the southern herd, and that is packed full of people, usually, you know, 7,000 or 8,000 people out there watching that. Just because the sun's coming up, you've got these ponies and cowboys just gently riding down the beach. It's just, that is a fantastic sight to see. So we put them in the pen together. The vet does his thing, gets everybody all checked out and all that. Tuesday is sort of a day of rest. You know, we go over and we check on the ponies all day, and you know, the cowboys are over there just, you know, shooting the bull, as you could say, and making sure everybody's all right and getting ready for the next day for the swim. And the swim can take place at any time between, you know, try 7 and 2. It depends on the tide and also depends on the weather. So do the swim on Wednesday. Thursday we do the auction. And Friday, the remaining ponies go back to Assateague for another year. So that's pretty much the gist of it. We've after 95 years, we kind of got it down to a fine science.
And now that science has to change. Explain. You mentioned you're going to be doing a virtual online auction this year.
Yeah.
So how exactly is that going to work? So usually people show up at the carnival and bid and stuff, but
right.
how is it actually going to work
right.
online? Is it photos of the horses or what?
Yeah. So our auctioneer, Tim Jennings, who is our auctioneer anyway, him and his wife own sporthorseauctions.com or sportshorseauction.com, one or the other. If you Google it, you'll find it. Anyway, all of the foals have had their picture taken. It's all been sent to Tim and his wife, Kathy. They've all been put online. They're all numbered up. All the information about the foal is on there, like when it was first sighted, the first time anybody saw it, the color of it, if it can go home with you right away, or if it has to wait to be a fall pickup, if it's a buyback, all of that information is under each pony. And what's going to be different about it is that it's not going to be a one-day auction. We're going to run it for a week. So it's going to start on the 23rd and run through the following Thursday. And so you've got all week long. If you've got an eye on, say, number 17 and you put a bid in, and then a couple days later somebody's outbid you, then you've got the opportunity to bid again. So what we'll do is we're going to round up the north end and the south end, and then we're going to trailer the mamas and the babies over here to the carnival grounds. We're going to leave all the other ponies over on Assateague, and once the auction is over with and everything and the foals get picked up and the ones that need to stay here for the fall, then we'll send the rest of them back by trailer.
Gotcha. All right. Well, explain, and since we're a radio station, try to paint a visual picture for me, but explain, for anyone who's never seen it, explain you know, just the beauty of these horses in general, you know, like why for a complete outsider, you know, what makes it so special to be down there around these ponies this time of year, typically when it's actually, you know, in session?
You know, as somebody who is a fifth generation Singatigger, for me, it is the epitome of Americana. These ponies are, you know, they've been living and dying and breeding and everything over there on Assateague for well over 400 years.
Hey, sorry, I think I lost you for a second. Could you start? You said fifth generation Singatigger, and then it cut out.
Yeah, yeah. Being a fifth generation Singatigger, to me, this event and these ponies are the epitome of Americana. It's a good old fashioned event. It's a great place to bring your family. Bring your kids and everything. The ponies themselves have evolved over the years. Of course, they've been over there for, you know, 400 years or so. But they're a very majestic creature. And even though they are wild and everything, some of them will let us get within a couple of feet of them. But, you know, you can look in their eyes and it's just something about the eyes of a pony that they capture your soul. And a lot of people have their favorites. I know I've got my favorites. But if you've never been here to see it, put it on your bucket list because you got to see it at least once. read the book Misty, watch the movie Misty. As you said, Lois has got plenty of books and has done a lot of research about it, but it's something you don't see anywhere else in the whole wide world, and you're not going to see it anywhere else in the whole wide world. This event happens here. It only happens here. It doesn't happen anywhere. It's homecoming for us. It's like I said before, it's a Singatigger Christmas, and it means a lot to us. And again, it's not, you know, financially, yes, it is how this fire company survives, but we also know what it means to the people that visit here and what it means to the people that live here. I've seen grown men cry over having to euthanize a pony because of an injury. Mm. If, you know, to me, and the first time that, you know, I saw that happen, to me, right then, let me know that, you know, these are not hard-nosed cowboys. These are guys that care. They care about the well-being of them. You know, we want this to go on for as long as we're able to do it. Got 95 years into it, and Lord willing, there'll be another 95. Now, this generation below us is going to have to, you know, stuff up, and you know, so far they are. We've got some really good young guys that have joined up, and it's been going pretty good, and I can't say enough about them.
Yeah, well, here's to another 95 years. You know, I'm sure you guys will get through this year. You'll have the online auction, and it'll be, you know, back at it next year, and you know, maybe 95 years from now, they'll look back and say, hey, remember that one year that it had to close down? And it'll be something we all talk about.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it'll be somebody else saying it won't be me, that's for sure. But, you know, it's something that I hope it goes on forever. I know things happen, but, it's just been, I can't put it into words what it all feels like because it's not going on the way it normally does. But we'll take the bull by the horns and we'll get through it and we'll make things happen and we'll be sitting out there next year and put all this behind us.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. And, you know, best of luck with everything this year virtually and then best of luck getting back at it next year.
All right. Thank you so much.